So it's quite interesting how I met Ron. This is a story that kind of has a wild twist to it. So when my girls, I'm a mama too. At the time of meeting Ron, I had a 5-year-old, Mary, and a 2-year-old named Zoe. And I lived with their father, and he was a piece of shit. He left me without any notice. We shared a lot of finances, so him just ducking out like that really put me in a bind. And I wasn't making a lot of money, so I was kind of forced to rely on my mom. I had to move in with my mom, and my mom was not happy about it. She was so much not happy about it that she was kind of rude to my girls. I think we just, they annoyed her. And, like, I get it, you know, if I was a grandmother with an empty nest, I wouldn't want kids in my house again. And I know I was a financial burden. You know, again, I wasn't making a lot of money. So she was having to feed us for the first, you know, few weeks that I moved in. And I felt really bad about it. But it was just how, you know, how it was at that time. So after a few weeks of a huge struggle with my mom, she said I had to make more money. What I was doing, I was barely making any money. And I was looking, but God, it's so hard to survive nowadays. And I didn't have much work experience either. And plus, I had to worry about childcare. I mean, that's just a whole lot of money. So my mom actually came to me with an idea. And I was eager to hear it because I wanted to help her out. She said, her offer like threw me for a loop. She said she had this ex-boyfriend that I didn't know. His name was Ron, and she said he was very, very sweet, and they were still friends, and that he would pay me to suck his cock a few nights a week. And yeah, I mean, that's what I just said. My mother was practically pimping me out. But she was very serious about it. She said that he would come to the house, so I wouldn't even have to leave and spend gas money. And I was just shocked, like super shocked. I didn't really consider myself, for lack of better words, prostitute material. I had just had sex with my ex-boyfriend, to be honest. I'm kind of embarrassed about that. But, you know, I told her no because I didn't want to be practically a prostitute. And she warned me. She said, if I didn't find a better solution, I better consider it. And she was very, very firm. And you know, she said I owed her. She was sick of feeding 3 extra mouths. And I totally get it. Like, I love my mom. So I gave in, embarrassingly. And she was so thrilled that I said yes. And she assured me that Ron was very sweet, that he was very safe, that he would treat me well. And of course, I was curious how much money I was going to make. And she said that I would make $150 for about 4 to 5 blowjobs a week. And she would just keep half. And I could keep the other half. And I thought, I almost said no again because I thought that wasn't enough money. Like, I'm having to prostitute myself. I know prostitutes make a good amount of money. But she said it was a steady and long-term gig, and that I should be grateful. So, I mean, I was kind of stuck. I had to at that point. I had no other options. And I was so scared. I mean, like I said, I'd only sucked one cock in my life. And I only sucked my ex-boyfriend's cock like once a year on his birthday. So I didn't really have a lot of confidence and skill there. So yeah, Ron seemed nice though. He showed up and I was so nervous. I had my girls set up in the room that they were sleeping in with their tablets, you know, had them all set up to where they would be entertained and my mom wouldn't even have to worry about them. But my mom insisted that she introduce Ron to the girls, which I thought was weird at the time. I mean, I thought he was just coming to get his dick sucked, but, you know, I didn't want them around him, but my mom was so insistent. But, you know, after some time, I realized he was really nice, though. He was super sweet, actually, really sweet to the girls, too. So, anyways, we were there in the living room, and Ron kind of got up and pointed at my bedroom. And I was so even more embarrassed that my girls were watching me, right? And when I saw them, when I look back before going in the room, they looked so confused. And I went to go console them, but my mom, she told them that Mama was fine and that Mama and Ron needed some alone time in the room. So I hated that, but again, I had no choice. So, you know, I walked in and I was super shy. I was so nervous. But I'm telling you, Ron had something about him. He was very calming, very soothing, and he immediately made me comfortable. And, you know, I got to my knees and started sucking his cock, and I was kind of surprised I didn't actually really mind it. And it's because Ron was so nice. You know, he would stroke my hair and tell me I was doing good. You know, he would console me, and yeah, I didn't really mind it, I guess. And he definitely came to the house every single night. So after that first time, the next times he slowly trained me, like, how to take it deep. Because like I said, I had no idea what I was doing. I would start, like, sucking cock like I'd seen on porn. And I always noticed they were really fast. But he told me to slow down and get it really nice and wet. And I kind of liked him teaching me. It was pretty sexy. And I could tell that he liked his blowjob even more when I did all the things he taught me. And so, you know, I did it for several weeks, sucking his cock, making $75 a week for, you know, several long, hard face fuckings. Because once I got comfortable, once I learned how to truly suck cock, Ron would keep pushing for us to do more. Like, he taught me that good girls drink piss. And so he would piss in my mouth, and I didn't mind it. I really didn't. I mean, sometimes he got in this mode where he would get really rough with me. And like, I would just keep my head right there on his cock, and he would just thrust into me, like choking me and deep throating me so hard that I would just choke. But I liked it. He unlocked something inside of me, and I started learning that I liked when a man was a little rough with me and kind of showed me what to do. And yeah, so we settled into this rhythm of every evening after dinner, Ron would come over. The girls Zoe and Mary, they look forward to him coming over because I'm telling you, he was so sweet to them. It was kind of like, almost like he was like Uncle Ron coming over or something. He became like a family member and they loved him. He was so sweet to them and would play with them before we went back to the room for his blowjob. And then he'd go back and play with them afterwards too. And, you know, girls, any kids really, they love the attention. They love when adults play with them. And Ron would also bring them treats and candy and ice cream. So yeah, it was, you know, a daily event that everyone looked forward to. I just felt natural for him to start coming over every night. And I looked forward to it too. And the girls. I was enjoying being his submissive slut, his submissive cocksucker. And it just kept getting better. You know, like he introduced me to calling him daddy. And it was weird at first. I thought that was weird, but it actually turned me on. Whenever I said and called him daddy for the first time, I didn't really have a father growing up, so maybe that's why I liked being submissive so much and calling him daddy, because it just felt really good, felt really natural. And then things changed a little bit. And one night before Ron came over, my mom sat me down and she admitted to me what Ron really was. She said that he was actually a pedophile and that he really liked children, little girls, especially of Mary's age, especially. She told me that he watched child porn and, you know, he was just this like sweet, secret pedophile. And then she kind of told me what he really, really wanted was he wanted to take pictures of Mary, my 5-year-old. And she said, not kiddie porn pictures. She said, just like bathing suits and clothes maybe. And said that he would pay $50 more a week to take pictures before every blowjob. And, you know, of course, I was totally shocked. I had no earthly idea. But then it all started coming together. So I really wasn't shocked, because then I thought about how much attention he would give my girls. And he would also tell them how pretty they were. And I used to just take that as he was being sweet. But then it just all made sense. And my mom insisted that I should let him do it. And I agreed. You know, I think it was because, you know, Daddy Ron felt like my daddy at that point. And I figured, what's the harm, you know, taking pictures of my daughter while she's clothed? That's not really a big deal. And my mom assured me that he was, you know, he wouldn't give it to other people. He would probably just keep it for his own collection. And I believed that. I believed that he wouldn't do anything to harm me or the girls. So that night he came over and my mom let him know that we had a talk, and he was so reassuring. He thanked me first, like very deeply. And he assured me that nothing would happen. The pictures would stay with him. He wouldn't touch the girls. He wouldn't do anything that I don't want. And that was fine. You know, I didn't want, at that point, I didn't want anything to happen. I just had agreed to the pictures. And so it was really like harmless, really, when we got into that habit. Every time he'd come over, he'd take the pictures, and he got to where he liked to pick out the outfits, you know, and it then started getting skimpier and skimpier, the outfits that he would choose. He actually even had Mary wear her little sister's clothes, which was pretty ridiculous because, you know, the size difference. But I knew why he did that. Mary thought it was silly and thought it was funny. But I knew why he was doing it, because little Zoe's tops were barely, you know, it was like a crop top, a really tight one. Her little skirts, you know, showed her panties. And I was fine. I was fine with it. And then Ron actually started talking me into taking pictures of them, of Mary topless. And I didn't even hesitate, because here's why. Something inside of me, when I would watch Ron, it kind of turned me on to imagine him, you know, at home alone jerking off to my daughter. And a part of me hoped he would, you know, also think of me, of course, but it was, I don't know, maybe he mind fucks me with the daddy thing, but I like the idea of Daddy Ron enjoying his baby girl, Mary. And then eventually, he talked me into no clothes, and I didn't hesitate on that one. I didn't hesitate at all, because I know it sounds fucked up that I'm letting a man take pictures of my daughter naked, but it really didn't seem, it didn't seem dangerous to me. I knew he wasn't going to post them online. You know, he wasn't touching them, so it seemed fine at that point. And he paid more for nudes. And I liked it. I really did. I saw my daughter in a different light. And, you know, after every photo shoot with my daughter, we would have our blowjob, and he would face fuck me. And when we started doing the pictures with Mary, he'd never be slow and gentle. It would always be rough. And I like that. I like that a lot. And he'd call me a good girl and call me daddy's good baby. And that really turned me on so much, to hear him say that. And I know that he was probably thinking about Mary, but I like that. I hope he was thinking about Mary while he was fucking my throat, because it was just something that felt, I don't know, just wildly arousing. And I figured I'd be an extra good submissive girl, and when Ron wasn't there, teach my little Mary how to pose for the pictures, how to show Daddy Ron what he really wants to see. And I taught her how to, you know, kind of lean back on her palms and open her legs. I taught her how to bend over and arch her back. I even taught her how to spread her little child pussy for Ron. And Ron was very, very pleased, which that also really turned me on. I liked pleasing my daddy. And then Ron asked, you know, because he was very polite, he asked if he could start being naked too when he took pictures. And I was okay with that too. It turned me on to think that I would be introducing my little 5-year-old to a naked daddy. And he would touch himself in front of her, which fucking turned me on. He offered more money for all of this. And, you know, the money was great, but it turned into more for me. It turned into, I wanted this so badly. And he spent weeks just masturbating in front of her. And little Mary just, she was so young that she didn't know what was going on. She just loved the game. She liked to make Daddy Ron happy. And she would watch him stroking his cock so curiously. And to be honest, I started getting naked too. I would sit on the couch and touch myself while he jerked off to my daughter's open pussy, to my 5-year-old daughter that I taught how to spread her little pussy for a grown adult. That turned me on so much. And then he'd take me back to the bedroom and just ram my fucking throat. After masturbating in front of Mary, he didn't last long, and I was fine with that being his, I guess, like, accomplice cum dump. I loved it. And then he asked if he could just touch her. Like, he said he didn't want to touch anywhere naughty. He said he just wanted to maybe touch her thighs or, you know, feel her little belly. She had the cutest little belly, just like barely poked out, like her little baby fat. It was so cute. And I said yes. I thought it was pretty innocent, you know. And Mary liked it. And then he asked if he could touch the outside of her cunny and her flat chest and her cute, adorable little ass. And I allowed it. I came so fucking hard the first time I saw his big hands against her tiny little pussy. I was so fucking turned on by it. And then one night, he said he was about to come, and I told him, go ahead. You know, it was while he was molesting my 5-year-old daughter. He said he was going to come, and I said, go ahead. I wanted to see Mary covered in cum. And I even, when he said he was about to come, I told him to touch the inside of her little cunny while you come. Molest her and then come all over Mary. It was so hot. There was something so sexy about telling a man to molest my own daughter, encouraging him. It fucking turned me on. And then this was my idea. I think Ron would have been fine doing what we were doing. I think he would have done that forever if I let him. I was the one that pushed for more. I asked him if I could teach her, my little Mary, how to get her face fucked like mommy did. And Ron, he wasn't hesitant, but he definitely was like, are you sure? Are you sure? And I said, absolutely. Let's start with her watching mommy how to deep throat Daddy Ron's cock. And let me tell you, I could have come without touching myself, having my 5-year-old daughter watch me, you know, just fucking throat a man's cock right in front of her. I could have come just not touching. It was so goddamn hot. And then I told her, you know, of course, because I wanted her to suck on his cock. And so the next couple weeks, we took it slow. You know, I had her learn how to lick it and learn how to put her tiny little mouth. God, if you could see a 5-year-old's mouth, how tiny it is compared to a thick adult cock. She could barely get him in her mouth. When she was a good girl, she would try to take more choking every time, but I think it turned us both on to watch that. And then eventually, I insisted that he start fingering her. And I would finger myself, watching Ron, just delicately. He was so soft and gentle, just delicately, just sliding his fingers barely in. He would tell me that he didn't want to break her hymen, not yet. He wanted to enjoy her, you know, pussy that hadn't been broken. And one night I kept telling him, I said, go deeper, break her hymen. And he couldn't resist. He couldn't resist me insisting while finger fucking myself. I mean, I was wild. When I had my hand inside my pussy, rubbing my clit at the same time, watching Ron push his fingers inside of my daughter's 5-year-old pussy. Oh my God, I was like a crazed sex maniac. It was just so goddamn hot. And then, you know, he couldn't resist. He broke through. And I could see the blood just trickling down his fingers, which both fucking turned us on so fucking much. He busted his nut all over her little cunny when that happened. God damn, it was so hot. And again, I think Ron was probably thrilled with what he was doing, but I wanted more. I wanted to see his cock inside of my daughter. I fucking wanted to see it. I was obsessed with it. And so I talked him into it. I definitely had to talk him into it. Not that he was hesitant. I think he was just nervous. Maybe he thought he'd ruin our situation or something. I knew he wanted to fuck her. I knew he did. And the first time, he was very gentle, very slow, you know, because, I mean, he had to. The width of his cock inside a 5-year-old fuck hole, I mean, it just is not supposed to happen. So it did not want to fit. But I'm telling you, it was so, so hot guiding Ron's cock to my daughter's pussy, because I insisted I wanted to help him fuck her. I wanted to be a mom that holds a man's cock, guiding it into my daughter's pussy. So hot. And then a couple weeks of just, I guess you could call it hole training, where he was barely entering her. We would both just really get into it, you know, just dirty talking. I'd tell him that, you know, I wish I could see him just rail into my 5-year-old daughter. And he'd say things back like, God, I want to split her open. And I'd say, do it, fucking do it. And one night, he did it. And he grabbed on to Mary. He grabbed her hips, held them still, and literally split her open. Just ripping through her little hole. Going where he wanted to go. Going where daddy needed to go. And it was so goddamn hot. Oh, it was so hot. We didn't care what Mary's reaction was. We just cared about how hard he was raping my little daughter. And I'm really, really fucked up. But I don't give a shit, because I'm just officially into kids, little girls getting fucked by men. It's so hot. And I wanted him to have little Zoe, my 2-year-old. I offered her, it was kind of like a surprise. I wanted to surprise him. He, you know, did as usual with Mary. I got him warmed up. And before he went to go fuck my little Mary, I brought out Zoe, all nude, my little toddler, no clothes on, with the puffiest, tiniest little cunny. And I had her sit on my lap, and I spread her little legs, showing off her tiny, itty-bitty 2-year-old fuckhole. And I told him, take it, Ron. Take my 2-year-old. Stuff your dick inside of her. I'll hold my hand over her mouth so she doesn't scream too loud, but fucking take her. And of course he did. He took her hard. Didn't go slow with her. He popped that cherry. He split her open. And he didn't fit in there. I would say like a quarter of his cock fit in there. But I held her down. I held her little legs open and helped Ron rape my 2-year-old. And I rubbed my pussy right underneath her, rubbing it while he was raping my little daughter, turned on by the sight of toddler rape, and loved every second of it. I even rubbed her little clit just because I thought that would be so obscene. Rubbing my daughter's clit while a man was raping her, splitting her open. And we stayed in this rhythm. Daily child rape. With mommy helping. Mommy coming every time. Ron raping both of my daughters and one or every night. Using my little girls as kitty cum dumps. And I was so fulfilled, so fucking fulfilled. I even had him start taking their little assholes, having him piss all over their hairless little bodies and their mouths, pissing all over their cunnies. Me and Ron, we were probably the happiest people on earth. Living a pedophile life.